Blog Talk Radio.
Check it, it's not fair. Every time I turn the corner, another body on the block drops. Nobody want you. We sit there and we question ourselves. Like, what's the purpose? Every time we try to live for good, evil takes the surface. I see the little kids suffering. What happened to the motherland? It never gave a damn. They hit the other man. We stand alone and yet we fighting our own. I don't care that hard enough already. What you doing is wrong. I know it's hard when you're looking for love. Recession got you going crazy, so you ran above. Give up, it's not an option. Keep the pride, stand tall. It's when you separate yourself and then we all fall. Let up, I'm always fed up. But nonetheless, I never weak to keep my head up. I'm reaching for dust in the sky. When I pray, then I try to tell my heart a place and better day. To find a better way. So from the bottom, then we make it to the top. We only get to live once, don't ever stop. It's the reason that you live, and so quit out on yourself. Never forget the love you had when your heart was
set.
They lie to her face and take a history and tweak it. Creating the race, they trauma dominate a weekend. Forgetting the days they used to live in cave weeping. It's like da 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 da. Man cry da 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 da. Don't understand why. You think you're better when we're really the same. You think you bleed another color, yo, what's wrong with your brain? I'll be the first to call you people insane. Who gave you right to be a leader, be calling his name? Cause then you hit it before we get in the game. And try to put it in a car just to keep it contained. Get it together, cause you're living in vain. Stop trying to tear the people down, cause you don't know how to tame. I guarantee it through the storm and the pain. I got a remedy to make it, and I'm starting to change.
What you want to do?
Thank you.
Boy Pretty Tony once again, Can I Play a Play? 2:30 every Sunday, we come through here and represent, you know what I'm saying? Me, K. Diddy, and Lady Joy, we come through here and try to spread our little ghetto gospel, try to sort some things, get some things in order, you know, talk about the issues that affect us all. But before I go any further, you know, there is no me without them. So let me go on and introduce the man, the ego, first of all. The world famous, the infamous, world-renowned K. Diddy Esquire.
Now, see, that gives people the wrong impression because my ego is permanently in check.
Okay.
And of course, the lady keeps us both in check, brings a female perspective to the show, try to keep the knuckleheads in order, Lady Joy.
Hey, people, how you doing? I'm here, and it's a beautiful day here in Vegas. And, you know, as always, I got to keep my bros in check. I love them dearly, but, you know, they have their moments. So we got to have ours, too. Love you guys.
Now, I heard you on the air yesterday doing your thing, girl.
Did you hear your shout-out, bro?
Yeah. I guess the ego, you know, the ego, we have to Facebook it up for a moment. I'm like, yo, John, give me a shout-out.
Yeah, because I was texting you. I was on Facebook, and you didn't answer me. I'm like, oh, bro, you can't hit a sister back? What? Don't let me have to talk about you on the radio. I will do that. I do not have to call them.
Yeah, and we know that the radio is a powerful vehicle, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I will talk about your ass. I got a problem with it, bro.
And you guys got the nerve to be talking about people's egos and stuff.
It ain't about ego. It's about I'm trying to contact family, bruh. And if I don't hear from them, I will talk about your ass. What? It ain't about ego. It's about contact and family. You know something about that, Darryl?
That's right. Speaking of that, you know, this week, we throwing it out there. We getting real. We say if you can dish it out, why can't you take it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I love that one there.
Say that again.
I love
you
that.
You like that one there?
God.
Yeah. We throwing that K. Diddy way first of all, because he sure loves to dish it out. And his little ego want to get all bruised.
Now, I just said my ego is permanently in check, and you keep wanting to put that out on there. You know, I have to defend myself.
We're talking about if you can dish it out, why can't you take it? Go ahead, kid. Defend yourself, brother.
Well, I mean, that's not directed to me per se, but I understand, you know, that a lot of guys can dish it, but they can't take it because they are fragile, you know?
Okay, well, it sounds like a pee-pee, you know?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think people just don't really realize, you know, what they're doing until it come back at them, you know?
Right.
Okay. That's a good way to start with that train of thought. Because that's exactly where I was going to start off. You know what I mean? A lot of times, like you said, a lot of times you don't see something until it comes right back at you and it's put back in your face and you're like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
Where'd that come from?
That's right. You know what I mean? And I'm not even going to talk about the ego. I'm going to talk about if the two of us in a situation and I'm going through some things and you over on the other side of it saying whatever you need to say, but I don't think you're feeling my pain. And the only time you probably can relate to my pain is when some of that pain comes your way. Now, should I bring some of that pain your way becomes the question.
Now, Tony, are we talking about upside the head or what?
Why you always got to be violent, Joy? Why you always got to be violent?
I'm just asking. Is it upside the head or what?
Yeah, we can. That probably show that pain too. But I was more being symbolic when I'm like, you know, if my light's over here going off, and you over there got lights on, and I know, you know, you over there saying what you need to say, maybe I need to just come over your house and post up for a little while or something, help run up your light bill.
That's just so long as you got some rent money, bro. It's cool. Okay. Buy some groceries up and through here because I know that you're a healthy eater and stuff. Okay, so just bring some grocery money. I got you.
That's what you're saying. So you'll definitely hold a brother down is what you're saying. Oh, you definitely hold a brother down.
I got you, bro. Just bring some groceries all up and through. Okay?
Well, yes, sir. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about if you can dish it while you can't take it. A lot of people want to roll it out. A lot of people want to just feel that, yeah, this and yeah, that. But when it comes back their way, they're like, what? That's what we're talking about. That's right. That's what we're talking about today. Hit the number one if you want to join us. Welcome to the show. Switchboard is lit up. We glad to have you. You want to join us? Hit the number one. All of us done been through this with a big brother, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a homeboy, a homegirl, a sister. They want to dish it up, and when you bring it back on them, they act like they surprised.
An alternative.
You wrong. Talking about you wrong. You wrong for that. You wrong for that.
Yeah. You quick to tell me that you wrong for that. But when they were doing it, was all to the good. You know what I'm saying?
You're
yeah,
selfish.
Yeah, I'll say that again, dog.
You selfish. You
know
selfish.
What I mean?
You only think about yourself.
You know, when they used to go get loans. When they used to go get loans from mama and mama gave them the money, it was all good for them to get the money. But now you asking for a little bit of help. You selfish and you taking from mama. What the hell? Wasn't nobody complaining when you was getting your cut?
Tony, that's Pookie, Ray Ray, and Peanut in them. Okay?
Well,
okay,
you gotta put
Pookie,
Ray
Ray,
Peanut,
and June, bro, got his 2 cents up in there. So, you know, that's what I'm hearing.
Hey, Joy, you want to hear the funny part? You want to hear the funny part? And while June was telling you about yourself, and she all up in the refrigerator eating up all the damn food.
Okay,
don't be bringing that drama over here, man.
That's why I said, if you're going to come all up and through, okay, bring something, bro, and stuff. Because, it ain't no free nothing going on up and through here. Okay? I love y'all. Y'all my folks and my peeps and stuff. But, you know, everybody got to eat, not just you. So you're going to come, bring some. I like that. You're going to come,
bring some. But you know, some of that is our fault,
too.
You know that, Joy? Some of that is our fault because, you know, it's like I tell somebody, when you constantly... You know what I mean? And when I came up with this topic, it's not only about drama. It's also about, you know, when you constantly give in to somebody, when you suddenly stop and you're like, man, you need to do this for yourself, you selfish. You selfish. How am I selfish and I've been constantly giving to you?
Well, Tony, I look at it like this. If I'm selfish, put a capital S on that, okay, because, you know, I'll give from the heart. And if you can't see that, you the selfish one. Duh. Can I get an amen from somebody?
Amen, my sister. Amen. And if I've been dishing it out, some of that is my fault because at some point, I should have, instead of giving you fish, I should have taught you how to fish.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Right. Right on, bro. That's what the Bible says. Okay? But, you know, a lot of people, they want to just sit back on their laurels and take what they can get. It's not about that. Times are too hard today. Okay, that's why a lot of people getting taken out for just the memo of craziness. You know, I've heard people being taken out for a sweet potato. Okay, so you know you don't even want to go there. No, I'm serious. You know you don't even want to go there with that. Times are hard for everybody. So you know, look within yourself. You know, and if we're, you can see that you got an ounce to give, that will be a pound for somebody else. You know?
Absolutely. And so, if
exactly.
you're coming by my
see?
Doggone house, yeah.
Right.
You're coming by
you know,
my doggone house
lot.
And you staying with me. Yeah.
That's right. And
tell
see,
them
I don't
again,
have a
Joe,
whole lot.
We're willing to share, but you know.
And Tony, I don't have a whole lot to give. I don't have a whole lot to give, but God has blessed me with what I do have. You know, I'm still trying to get some furniture up in my house, but I got plenty of food. I got a roof over my head. And the thing about it is, you know, what I can give, I will give. And I ain't got a problem with it. And I feel good. And it should make everybody feel good. When you are able to give something to somebody that has less than you, feel good about that. Okay? Because you could be in that position where you have less than, you know, what's going on in your life or somebody else's life.
Oh, hold on, Joe. I think you're going to touch somebody's button here.
Bring it, bro, because you want me
to talk. They
want to
talk. 985, you're on live with Can a Player Play. Welcome to the show.
It's mine.
Hello, 985, you're on live with us. Okay, I guess they didn't want to talk. We're going to get back with you. We like the music you're playing, though, 985.
Yeah.
And another thing is, you know, people want to come over to your house or come in your life and tell you about your furniture. Last I checked, you ain't got none. How the hell are you going to talk about it when I remind your ass that you're homeless? You up in my domain talking your mess, and I remind you that you're you homeless. And you bunking off me, you want to tell me I'm wrong. Or if you shacking up with me and I'm helping you out and I'm telling you, well, you need a job, you asking me, what am I sweating you for? Sweating you? You ain't bust no sweat. I'm the one sweating. You know what I'm saying? How dare you talk about I'm sweating you when you posted up in my domain? Then you want to talk trash to me in my own domain.
That's what I'm talking
man,
about.
Folks, you know, folks out
they
there
gotta twist
take a damn
it, Tony. They
got to right.
They got to twist it, so they need, like you said, they need a dose of some act right up and through here. Okay.
Or I loaned you my car, and you crashed my damn car, then you don't expect me to be mad because you crashed my car.
No, just get another one.
Why am I coming down on you? What the hell you mean, why am I coming down and you wrecked my shit?
Man, you go get another one. You know you got some money.
Yeah. You hear that? Say that again, kid. Y'all killed me with that. How you know I'm going to get another one?
And how do you know what I got, okay?
Why are you twisting? You know that ain't nothing to you.
It ain't nothing to me because I bust my ass every day and I make it look good. You don't know the struggles and the trial and the tribulations a brother or a sister is going through to maintain their lifestyle. So how dare you open your mouth and tell me, oh, you going to get another one? Negro or woman? That ain't got nothing to do with the point. The point is, you wrecked my shit.
Exactly.
And
so what you going to do about that?
And you're going to kill apart. You're going to kill apart. When the story makes it around your family or to your friends and your neighbors, you the one wrong. Because you trying to speak up on your own that you worked for, you hustle for, but you the one wrong for coming at them like that. Whose fault is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because, you see,
that's
a lot
right.
of times we don't address this issue because we don't be like, of course it's their fault they crashed the car because of their irresponsibility. But it's also our fault.
Okay.
Seriously. When we made that decision to hand them the damn key for them to drive that car, that's a decision that you made.
Right.
But if you didn't give them the car, you were selfish. If you didn't give them the car, oh, you holding me down. What you trying to take my car to go kick it?
And when I decide to beat your ass for you tearing up my car, that's a decision that I made.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm about to tap that ass, bro. That's the decision I made because you messed up my shit. So you got a problem with that? Okay, I'm going to give you like 45 seconds to get a head start. Otherwise, I'm all up in there like some swimwear. What?
But, you know,
okay.
We're being real. Anybody, especially us black folks, I'm on some real stuff with you. We all got a brother like this. We all got a sister like this, or a cousin, or an uncle. You know what I mean? And you got to ask yourself some realistic questions. Whose fault is this? You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yep.
Whose fault is it if your crackhead ass sister comes to your house and steals all your ish? Or your crackhead brother steals all your ish? That's your fault. You let them up in there because they've been stealing everybody else's stuff. What made you think you ain't on the hit list? But we fool ourselves into believing. We see what we want to see and we believe what we want to believe. Because if you are not in the process of getting help, how am I going to trust your crackhead ass up in my house? Then I won't be mad when you tell me what a crackhead's supposed to do when it sold my damn TV to get high.
Well, you love me. You love me, so you wouldn't steal from me.
So, Tony, we got people in the chat room and stuff?
Well,
we got people in the chat room and on Twitter?
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me check in with the good people. Check in with the good people right here. So they should got their name of 702-985. You're on live with us. What's happening? All right, they still doing them. They still doing them. Anybody that wants to jump in, hit the number one us. We're gonna keep the show rolling. We're gonna check the chat room. Right now, see what's happening. Guest 178-1780, I see you. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. You understand what I'm saying? This week we're talking about dishing it out, but we can't take it. Everybody always wants to dish it out, but ain't nobody want to take it.
That's right.
That's like, you know what? I feel in an old school kind of mood, y'all. You know what I mean? I feel, this is how I feel right now. I'm going to make my mind. Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play, every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Your boy, Pretty Tony, along with the infamous Dr. K. Diddy Esquire and Lady Joy. We come through here and we represent. This week we're talking about if you can dish it out, why can't you take it? And first off, I'm going to start on the brothers because, you know, the ladies came to say, well, Pretty Tony, you ain't riding like for the sisters the way you ride for the brothers. So I'm going to start off for y'all this week, ladies, talking about the brother out there who you've been in a relationship with him for like 4 or 5 years or whatever. And in this 4 or 5 years, you done caught the nigga sleeping with women 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and you know he's still doing it. But when he find out you got a little piece on the side, he lose his damn mind talking about killing you and taking the person out. And you're like, what the hell, Negro? Is this the same Negro that I done let back in 4, 5, 6 times trying to really kill me because I got a little bit on the side?
Don't let me have to call Pookie, Ray Ray, and Junebug in them because I got that. I got them on speed dial, okay? I got them on speed dial, and they know where you live, bro.
Hey, and he be hurt, too. I mean, he be hurt to the point where he's shedding tears. You wasn't supposed to do that. How you going to do that to me, girl? I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
I got you. Well, you weren't acting right, so, you know. You weren't acting right. You was all crazy and stuff with the nene around the corner and stuff all up in the hood. So, you know, we don't play that because she been everywhere. So, you know, you want to act crazy? Bring it, bro, because I got mine. I got you on lock.
Then I want to talk about these. Now, brothers, I'm going to balance it out right now. I'm going to ride for y'all. I want to talk about these women. She want to, you know what I mean? She want to do what she want to do, but then she want to get mad at you if anybody shows just a little bit of interest in you. What the hell, girl? What plan? No, no, no. You can't do that. You can't do that. Mm-mm. What you mean I can't do that? You understand? Ooh, hold on. I think we done touched a button with somebody. I'm going to let him up in here.
Did we touch a nerve?
Yes, we did. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get the switchboard going here. Give me one moment. Right here. 718, you are on with us. What's happening?
Greetings. Hey, how y'all doing? Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, K. Diddy, Sweetie Love.
What's
up, home, Sally?
Yeah, I was listening through a little nap, but at the same time, I heard something just a minute ago, and, you know, men are territorial, you know, Pretty Tony, you know, and they want what they want at home, you know, and, you know, Jay-Z said something. He said, you know, the one that you and the one that you loving are two different people. So,
mm-hmm.
What you got to say about that?
So what about that, Pretty Tony?
Say that again.
The
I didn't quite get that.
The one that you and the one that you loving, they two different people, you see. You know, because the one that you loving, you want to make sure that they at home and they safe and they all right and so on and so on. And the one that you humping, you just humping.
But, you know, I got you on that, Sister Sweet D, and... But a lot of guys was like, you know, I want a sister at the house and a freak in the bed, okay? And
yeah,
that might
be
like...
She could be that too, though, lady.
Yeah,
Lady
Church,
she
can.
She could be that too.
She can. I got you on that. But a lot of bros be out there looking for that upper. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe
when home fella can't bring it, when home fella can't bring it, they be out there looking, and, you know, that is so wrong. All you got to do is educate your sister. You know, educate your loved one and say, baby, this is what I want.
Well, how about if he's just, you know, he can't help himself, you know. He may have
right.
you know, a freak in the bed at home, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he wants that on the outside too.
Yep, I got you.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. There's a song that changed my life years ago, this old blues song. And when I first heard it, I didn't pay it no mind. Some sister, she said she was a cleanup woman. I have listened to that song on more than one occasion, and I'm putting y'all sisters up on game. There is some cleanup women out there.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I'm the cleanup woman, and I'm, and she was proud of it, too.
Yeah, but she didn't want
it. Well, you know, and no thing but a chicken wing, bro, you know, because there's some chicken wing divas out there, and there's some cleanup divas out there, too. Okay?
The cleanup woman will clean them up, but she'll send them back home, too.
Exactly. And there's some divas out there that can do it all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what?
But why the brother, but hold on, why the brother flipping out, though? He's been doing it for a while.
Brothers are hoes.
He's losing his mind. Because homegirl went and got, what?
There's some brothers out there that are hoes. Okay, now I'm not saying all of them, but there's some out there, and they figure, you know, because I'm a man, I can do that. And they've been raised that way, you know. Your brothers got to sow their oats. Well, sisters got to sow theirs too, bro. Okay, so don't think you're the only one that's got the things that's raging. Okay,
hey,
hormones is raging and stuff.
How about what's good for the
Let
goose?
Let me put y'all up on some games. And this
that's
is,
right,
this
baby.
Is what
what's good for the
brothers.
Goose is good for the gander.
Straight up. I'm going to put brothers up on game when I say this all the time. You know what I mean? And this is one of the most egotistical male chauvinistic shit I've ever heard. You know, when a man sleep around, he a player, but if a woman do it, she a hoe. You know that's some dumbass wrote that. I don't never support that policy. You got players and you got playettes. That's the way the game is played. That's the reality of this life. You understand what I'm saying? The playettes is for real. Sometimes a sister don't want, you know what I mean? And I'm going to stray a little bit, and I'm come right back. A lot of you cats out there don't realize that there are a lot of women out there who are real genuine playettes. They do the damn thing. They give you a little bit of nookie, you lose your mind talking all that love-ish, and she trying to tell you, look, you Wednesday. And you say, what you mean you call me Wednesday? You my Wednesday dick. You understand what I'm saying? I got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I rest on Saturday, on Sunday. A lot of brothers want to get upset when I tell them this. Sometimes women have different brothers in their rotation for different reasons. They got the Mandingo man. That's the dude who come and lay the pipe. They got rent man. They got food man. They got car note man. She doing what she need to do to survive. Now, some of y'all out there, there you go. You know what I mean? She talked to this fool the first of the month when it's rent time. He come around, get what he need. He leaves the rent money. You understand what I'm saying? Now, a lot of y'all brothers get y'all little egos bruised. No, but when we do it, it's cool, right? When we do it, it's cool. Why can't she be a player like that? I respect y'all because y'all the ones that gave me game. You know what I mean?
Tony, I love you so much for that. I love you so much for that.
It is what it is, though. It is what it is. Ain't no having your cake and eating it, too. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I just rode for the ladies. Now I'm going to ride for the fellas, too. You understand what I'm saying? Fellas, get your ego in check. I've seen cats with 5-6 girlfriends and he get mad because one of his girlfriends is tripping. What planet you on? What planet are you on? Want to go beat her up and stuff? She part of the rotation. You know what I mean? You keep everybody in the rotation. You see, it comes back to this, ladies and gentlemen, on some real player-ish, because lately I've been getting real deep and philosophical with y'all. Y'all pretty Tony laying down player-ology. Available at www.com. worldmovement.com.
Love that shameless
plug. You know what I'm saying? Shameless plug. Go get the book. Player Step Your Game Up. Playerology. Get the book. Anyway, a lot of y'all brothers. Ooh, hold on. I think I done touched a nerve. Come on in. I'm going to let you in. I see you. Hold on.
Touch the nerve.
What's happening?
Good afternoon, all. I was just going to say, I got to second that emotion of joy, Pretty Tony. I have to give you much props for telling it like it is. You're damn right that women are out there that have a man for every reason themselves. That's what it's called when you got a man for all your needs and all your reasons. Everyone has a reason, baby girl.
That's right.
A lot of brothers don't know that. You know, a lot of brothers don't know.
I appreciate
you
for telling them. We just found it something different.
Out there, ladies. I respect y'all. And I love y'all. The only time, I'm going to tell y'all something. The only time I lose respect is when you don't put it out there for what it is. When, like, you know, be it male or be it female, I lose respect for you when you don't tell. I believe in everybody knowing their position. If you don't want to be in that position, step out of it. Let me put somebody who wants to be in that position. You feel me?
True, true.
The only time I lose respect is if you let this person think that they the only one and all that and mess their little heads up, then they don't know if they're coming or going. You know what I'm saying? You're not playing the game right. There are rules to the game. Play your damn position. I'm a firm believer in staying in your damn lane. You know you the first dude. You the rent dude. So don't come trying to come around on the 15th and the 16th. Now, your time is between the first and the third because I don't need no damn lift. Car note, dude, you know that your time is between the 7th and the 10th. Man, bingo, man, I only need you when, you know, I need to get a little stress off my chest.
And you know what, Pretty Tony, and she may not be sleeping with any of them. Maybe she just sleeps with the one.
Because, you know,
there
a
you
lot
go.
Of guys, they always say, you know, I did this and I did that and they did that. I'm just trying to make themselves look big, okay?
I think that's really jacked up,
Tony. Because you got guys out here that's professing that they did certain things with certain women, and they ain't even got near them, don't even know them. Okay? But just to make themselves look big. Yeah, I said it. And if anybody got
I would tell you something, man.
Anybody object to that, bring it, because I ain't scared of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you can push it out, you should be able to take it. That's how I look at
life. Thank you.
You understand what I'm
saying?
You
know, people out there
that's
like,
a lot of
ideas, such and yeah, they'd be like, I did such and such with such and such. No, you didn't. And your name is what? Okay, so, you know, I know it's a male ego thing that's going on out here, and you want to make yourself look like you the man. And, you know, you will be more of the man not doing that stuff. Okay?
It's called lying to kick it. People have always done that. It's called lying to kick it.
Right.
Hey, Kelly Diddy, I noticed you ain't saying that. The ladies up on here representing, you ain't got nothing to say, brother?
Yeah.
What
are
you
like? You are quiet.
Actually, yeah, because I'm just listening because truly a gentleman don't tell anyway.
I was just listening.
You know, it wasn't. I mean,
I got to give it to you, a gentleman.
What they were saying, you know, it was not a line, you know what I'm saying? Because truth be told, you know, a gentleman don't talk about his conquest. You know what he do.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of them out there that got to prove something, you know, like I'm the man. No, you're not the man, bro. You got to kiss and tell. You ain't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In actuality, they're not even really proving anything because, you know, they can't do any more than a woman allow them to do anyway. So what are they really proving? You know, they're proving like they're getting a woman. Well, how do they know the woman ain't playing with them? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, guys like Tony and myself, we know who the master gamers are.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do I. Okay.
Well, of course. You know, you of that society, so you should know.
That's right, baby. You're so right, and I give you your props for that. And the mess gamers are running this show. Okay, so you know, don't even come at us if you think you're a player. You know, with some stupid stuff, we got you on lock. We got you surrounded. Can I get an amen for my brothers?
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So the ladies up on here riding, letting fellas. Now, normally when I'm on my pulpit preaching, I don't have no testimonials. If you notice, it's predominantly female voices y'all hearing on the radio right now. Y'all really need to take that to heart. Your boy Pretty Tony,
No, what they need to do, they need to speak up and quit sitting over there like just a church mouse. You got something to say? Hit number one. hit number one on your phone, and I'm sure that you got a touchtone and not a rotary. Hit number one and let us hear what you got to say about that.
That's right. That's right. Because ain't nobody scared of y'all. Okay, we ain't scared, so don't be scared. Tell them, okay, Diddy. Okay, because we ain't scared of none of that. So, you know, bring it or shut it up.
Well, perhaps they know you're telling the truth.
Oh, here we go. I just put it out there on Twitter. I put, women are the original players. Trust me. My man Daisy DMV hit me back talking about a woman can't do what a man do and still be a lady they hold. Oh, here we go.
Tell David ain't nothing wrong with a good hoe.
Wait a minute. Tell him ain't nothing wrong with a good hoe.
What's wrong with him?
Can I open up a whole can of whoop ass? And did I hear the word hoe up in here?
You know.
Don't let me have to take my earrings off and my boots, because I will whoop some ass up in here. I ain't scared of none of y'all niggas.
Okay. George, can I address that? Can I address that? Because you're worked up right now. Can I address that? I might address that in a super manner. Just give me a shot at this. Daisy DMV, my man on Twitter. You got the game completely twisted. It's that frame of mind right there who got you thinking that things is what they really ain't. You understand? And I'm saying what is good for the goose is good for the gander. And that's just
good
the reality
gander, right?
of life. Who are we to judge? Because if I came at you and I told you the same thing, if a dude was having the conversation and he like, yo, I got a girl that take care of me with this, I got a girl that take care of me with that, and I got a girl, everybody be exchanging daps, right, David DMV? We'd all be sitting up talking about, yeah, you a stone-cold player, homie, right? But why if a woman does that, she got to be a hoe? Nah, you got the game twisted. She playing by the same rules you're playing by. It's equality. This is 2010, homie. You understand what I'm saying? If a woman chooses to be a playette, that's on her. That's her swagger. That's her life. She got the freedom of choice to make that decision just the way we do. Everybody's got to play their position.
And if it ain't for you, you keep them tennis shoes on and keep it pushing.
Straight up. There you go. Like my man K. Diddy said, if that ain't for you, that's not your swagger, cool. Pay her no mind. Keep it moving. You know what I mean? And that swerves me over to the next lane that I want to address. And this is going at the sisters now.
Okay.
When you met a brother, he was a certain way, and he told you he was a certain way. A lot of y'all, because I've heard this come out of y'all mouth. I'm going to change that. Wait till I put this on him. Then when that don't happen, you want to get upset at the brother. Well, from Jump Street, you knew who this cat was. He told you who he was. He showed you who he was. Now you want to be mad and doing this and doing that. Why?
Because they didn't read the small print.
They didn't want to read the small print. That's what it was. Just what Pretty Tony said. They said, "Well, when I get a hold of him, I'm gonna change him." But we can't change anybody. We are who we are.
You're right.
Straight up.
Only a person can change themselves, okay? And they have to want to do that stuff.
Look at Monique who's talking about the open relationship that her and her husband have.
Right.
Oh, sweet. You done open up a whole nother can of worms now.
Yeah, there's a whole can of worms
that's
right here,
do.
Girl. Because it's like,
okay. Right here. On Tana Player Play, if you ever listened to us before, we get off topic. We don't care. It's our damn show. It's what we do. We talk about life. And life ain't no damn store cookie box. You know what I mean? And so since we done brought up the whole topic of open relationship,
it's like a whole different situation going on there.
Let's go and kick the door open. because everybody wanting them, you hear something, you hear about something, you want to be like, yeah, I want to be in an open relationship. And a lot of y'all don't understand the true nature of an open relationship.
What it's about. Exactly.
What it's about. Our pride, the male pride and the female pride and our egos have been programmed since we were kids because we grew up thinking, you know, oh, it's mommy and daddy and all that. But then we hear about open relationships. Everybody like, I'm cool with it. If you cool with it, then you get up in the bedroom and dude stroking your woman a certain way and she all moaning and groaning and you sitting over there with your little feelings all hurt. Or the wife is sitting on the sideline and homegirl getting her coochie beat up and you all over there thinking, he ain't never rode me like that. Then y'all got issues because y'all want to go running into open relationships and don't know the rules to the game. Ladies and gentlemen, let your boy Pretty Tony once again put y'all lanes up on game. Y'all need to come into the world of playerology where I'm the CEO. Learn the rules of the game before you go running your ass onto the field. You cannot take a basketball onto a football field, nor can you take a football onto a basketball field. Some of y'all not cut out for open relationships. But because y'all heard about it and it seemed cool till you come home and you're like, babe, and all you hear upstairs. What I thought we had an open relationship. Now, nigga, fuck that. Somebody going back to me.
I changed my mind. I just forgot. Hey, I changed my mind. I just forgot to tell you.
Okay. Whatever, dude. Okay.
Don't go playing games that you're not equipped for. Don't go playing games that you're not equipped for.
Exactly.
It will mess you up. It will mess you
up.
Now you got cats out there. That's right. I know cats out there who are real swingers. I'm gonna put y'all up on this. It takes a certain mindset to have an open relationship. You have to have gotten to a certain place of security within yourself to have an open relationship. You see, I was being ghetto for a moment, but I'm coming back and I'm being prolific. I am ghetto and prolific. It takes a certain mindset to adapt to the rules of an open relationship.
That's right, boo.
And trust me, if you're not equipped for it, it messes you up.
I know. Me personally, I ain't equipped for it. I ain't going to lie. Because I'd be scared they're going to run up on somebody like me out there.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. At least you're honest. You heard that? Say that again, K. Diddy, because that's refreshing honesty coming from you, brother.
Boy, that's real shit, though, boy. I know I ain't the average kind of guy. If I want something, I'm going to have it. So I know me personally, I ain't down for that shit because I'd be scared my girl might run up on somebody like me out there. And it's a wrap.
Okay.
There you go.
So it's better not to even play the game.
It takes a matter of fact. And see, and I'm finna go over into Sweet D, my homegirl's world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet D talks about free love. A lot of us don't understand that concept because the basis of free love is self-love. And a lot of us don't have enough swagger. A lot of us don't have enough self-love to understand how to play our position in a free love relationship. I've seen it time and time again. You was riding her better than you ever rode me. Or the dude, yeah, you was just riding that dick. You ain't never rode. Why you was screaming like that, babe? Then we want to say some dumb-ish like, well, I was just fucking him. I wasn't making love. What the hell? Are you doing something about his artificial intelligence and you tell me some dumb shit like that? You know what I mean? The basis of free love is self-love.
And it's sad, you know, It's sad because, you know, we have to go there with that. It's like, you know, we're all sisters and brothers, so, you know, what's the problem? You know, it's that crab in the bucket mentality.
okay? And when we see some of our brothers and sisters up, you know, it's like, I ain't liking that. So we got to do something about it, and that's a real problem. I'm serious. It's that crab in the bucket mentality, and we need to get rid of that.
Somebody, you know, I was listening to this guy earlier, and he was telling me about ignorance, and I was kind of confused because I really couldn't understand the premise of ignorance since I've never been an ignorant person. So some of those crab in the barrel analogies are still kind of foreign to me, but I'm trying to get there, though, you know, because ignorant people, man, how do you think what an ignorant person may or may not do if you're not ignorant yourself or have never been?
Well, that's something. A lot of people think
if you ain't cut out of that cloth, you can't relate to it. It's once again
right.
Understanding
and
the rules of the game.
And Tony, a lot of people think that ignorance is bliss, and it's not. You know, educate yourself. You know, there's a lot of things that's going on out here where people want you to be ignorant to bliss. And it's not about that. Educate yourself. See what's going around with you. You know, read the paper every day. I read the paper every day. I'm on the internet every day because I want to know what's going on. You know, AOL, Bossip.com, MediaTakeout.com, which is not always the truth. But, you know, just know what's going on around you.
That's right. So don't go stumbling to some shit that you don't understand, man.
Exactly.
Just because you think it's cool. Don't just go stumbling into some shit that. Nah. And y'all wondering how this ties into
bliss.
Yeah. Now you're wondering how this ties into what we're talking about. It comes back to what I said earlier. Don't just go stumbling to something because you heard about it. If you're ignorant, if you don't know the rules of certain things, don't just go stumbling into it because your significant other suggested it. You understand what I'm saying? If you're not comfortable with something, if it's not something that's not for you, say it's not for me. You understand what I'm saying? Don't just, you know, and then, of course, there are you out there, male and female, who feel as though, as we were saying earlier, oh, you can do it, but next man or next woman can't.
No.
Who the hell appointed you judge, jury, and executioner? Who told you that? Where'd that come from? You know what I mean? You know, were you tattooed with God's gift written on you or something? Let me know something.
That's Tony.
You know what I mean?
Tony, that's why I say ignorance is not bliss. A lot of people think ignorance is bliss. It's not. Educate yourself.
No.
Because there's a whole lot of things going on out here where our people need to know what's really going on. Okay, so educate yourself. Yeah, it might not be some stuff you want to hear, but it's stuff you need to know. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen up in the room. Amen. You know what I mean? Don't just go jumping in to things you don't understand. You can't do that. That's why you find yourself in a whirlwind. And then you find yourself caught up in so much crap you don't even know if you're coming or you're going, man. You know what I mean? You think you woke up and you got God's gift tattooed on you, but it ain't. Ain't none of us that special at the end of the day. A lot of people be like, no. Don't fool yourself. We all put our pants on one leg at a time. So until you come up with something else that changes it, we all piss in the toilet or in the bush if we're drunk, whatever floats your boat.
Wherever you get to first.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, so whatever. Ain't nobody that special, man. You understand what I'm saying? And my sisters, I'm about to point this at y'all.
Okay.
So, you know, y'all are more emotional than men. A lot of y'all, a lot of things happen to you because, you know, some things are to a smaller extent happen to you because it's out of your control. But predominantly, you know, my sisters, y'all let some things happen to y'all that you allow to happen. And you can't allow certain things to be around you and just go along for the ride all because you're lonely, all because you want a man. You know what I mean? You got to think of the things that you let go on around you, especially if there are children involved. There are consequences for all our actions. That's some real ish right there. You understand what I'm saying? And brother, please, don't play yourself to one day you come home and somebody else in the living room and your daughter or your son calling daddy and you want to be upset. Bro, you ain't been around in like 2 months much to buy diapers, but you want to get the daddy respect. What's wrong with you? You dishing it out, but you can't take it. Somebody just going to wait on you. You know what I mean?
I'm
and
a
my sisters, y'all really, yeah, you know, y'all got to step it up.
Mama,
you understand what I'm saying? And this is for my brothers too. You know, this is for my brothers. This is for my brothers out there, man. Y'all need to get beyond a lot of that ignorant ish that we're participating, and then you act as though it's supposed to be cool. It ain't cool, man. You're listening to the wrong damn people. Whoever told you school was on some bull crap. Anyway, guest 2291, I see you. Guest 1780, guest 2930, I see y'all. You understand what I'm saying? All the folks on the switchboard, thank you so much for taking time out of your life to listen to us over here on Can a Player Play, Lady Joy, Dr. K. Diddy, Esquire, and your boy Pretty Tone. You know what I mean? The Playerology movement in full effect. I was going to play one of my songs, you know what I mean, about we got weed for sale, but it's not funny right now. So I'm going to go with my man, John Legend. We'll be right back.
I don't want to be what you want me to be. So when I call, you're just yelling at me. I'm sorry, it's my fault. It's over. I keep calling. I guess I'm just used to getting my way. I'm spoiled. I don't wanna be.
Bad times, and that time I wish I could get back. We could have had it all. ever did it. Like we never ever did it.
Welcome back to the show. They were talking about if you can dish it out while you can't take it, but as usual, we jumping all over the place because that's what we do here on Can't Play Play. I just started something deep and profound I wanted to share with y'all, but my mind went blank. So I'm going to come back
it
to
happens.
The song that I just played. Sometimes that does happen. Sometimes in life, you got to understand when something has run its course. You understand what I'm saying? When something has run its course, it's time for it to go its way and you go yours. You don't need the animosity. You don't need the drama. You understand what I'm saying? You're constantly telling somebody about you leave, and so if they find somebody, how the hell are you going to be mad?
Mm.
If you're constantly engaged in the destruction of the relationship and they tell you, well, look, I found somebody, you want to be mad. How you going? Go ahead, though.
I'm a guy.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say something. Okay. Yeah. You got to be able to stand, you know what I mean? You got to be able to take the good with the bad in this life. And every day ain't Christmas. Every day in a relationship ain't perfect. You got to know what you're for or what you're against, and you got to speak up on that. Because everything
right.
ain't for everybody. I just put that out there on Twitter. Everything ain't for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And ain't nobody greater or better than the next person. I might have something that you don't have, and you might have something that I don't have, but we all got something to offer.
That somebody got.
And you always remember, another man's trash is another man's treasure. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
A lot of
show you right, bro.
Yeah, all right. On some real ish. You might view something as trash, but that's another man's treasure because he see what you don't see. And that's the knowledge that I want to drop today. You can't spend all your time punching on other people and don't expect to get punched in return. Sometimes you got to extend the hand of kindness. Sometimes you got to say a kind word in order to make somebody's day at your own expense.
Hmm.
And too many of us are not willing to do that. The Buddhists have a saying about thoughtful mindfulness. You have to be thoughtful and mindful at times, and sometimes you got to take one for the team. But that's not a concept that a lot of us are taught, because we're all taught about self. I mean. Sometimes you got to take one for the team. Sometimes if you know somebody needs a kind word, give it to them. Because there's going to be a time when you need a kind word. Sometimes somebody needs to be brought back into their lane. If we in this relationship together, it's coming on me to bring you back into your lane. You understand? Yes.
You said that so right, you know, because we all need our moments where we need to bless somebody else with what we've been blessed with. So don't keep it. You know, you keep it, you won't be blessed with something else later on. Don't be selfish with yours. You know, share the wealth. You know?
Absolutely.
Can I get an
hold on.
We've got
somebody trying to join us here, George.
Cool.
Hold on. 358, you're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Tony? This is Dobie, man.
Ooh.
What's going on, Dobie? What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I was just sitting here listening to you guys, and then I just wanted to give you your props for what you had said earlier about the ladies out there, you know, having knowledge of the game. You know, you have to respect them for that. I've been here in Vegas for like 8 years, and I see that it's more ladies out there with game than it is the guys. You know, they running the show right now here in Vegas. As far as I'm concerned, these guys need to go to school and get some education. You know, you are getting ready to start your little university, so, you know, we need to talk about that too. Because the guys out there, man, they think they know it all, but they really don't. They just need
Ooh, mama
education.
Like.
They need the education.
That's right.
And
mama,
you know,
like this one here. Tell them, bro, they're not doing. Okay?
Hey, Brother Doobie, you know we're going to get that school going, right, Brother Doobie? You know we're going to have to get that school going, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I'm on here for, you know, to let people know that we are going to be starting something, university, you know, and you are the CEO, so we need to talk about that, too.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, it takes, when you get to a certain level in your as a man, when you grow, a lot of my brothers, I'm putting this out there because a lot of what I do is for my brothers. I love my sisters, but I talk to them, too. Because I got love for everybody. Everybody.
Right.
Because, you know, we can't make it without each other.
That's right.
And though sometimes we have a love-hate relationship, we cannot make it without each other. You understand what I'm saying? But my brothers out there, too many of us due to incarceration, due to the fact that we grew up in single-parent homes, whatever, we in the hood, whatever our circumstance, we don't read enough. A lot of us are not growing and learning. You got to grow and learn in order to become a man.
Right.
You
got to
put
and
down some of your boyish ways to step it up, straight up. And you got to understand that.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I want to take this time on my radio show to shout out my man Cyrus Webb, who's got a campaign going right now called Hip Hop and Books, literacy program where he's encouraging the hip hop community to read more. Shout out to Cyrus because, you know what I mean, my man made me the featured author last month. So mad love to you, Cyrus. You know what I mean? I call him Cyrus the Genius because he's one of them straight nerd brothers who I never thought would relate to a brother like myself, but he's embraced me and shown me nothing but love. Gentlemen out there, you got to open yourself up to knowledge. You got to open yourself up to understanding. Enough of us don't grow to understand ourselves. And the only way you're going to understand others is when you understand yourself. The only way you're going to get love is when you learn to love yourself. The only way you're going to get love is when you share love. Too many people out there are selfish. You want to issue out selfishness, and you expect to get love in return. And too many of y'all trick-ass brothers out there put up with too much of that, and you sisters, too. I'm going to put y'all in trick-ass brothers and sisters. You spew out, people spew negativity to you, and you reward them with love and attention and shower them with gifts. You a glutton for damn punishment. That's what you are. If somebody giving you evil and negative. Me, the other day I was told by a very dear friend of mine, TNA, shout out to, she's like, Tone, I think you require a submissive woman, a woman who just wants to be like, yes, Tony, no. I don't require a submissive woman. I require a cooperative woman because I try to cooperate. So if you're giving me cooperation, I will give you back cooperation. If you're giving me love, I'm going to give you love back in return. But if you're giving me evil, I cannot reward evil with good.
Sure, you're right.
Evil begats evil. Now, I can offer you some love to help you come out of that evil, but if you reject it, then I have to give you back negativity because then you're an obstacle to me. This is some real issue I'm spitting here. That's what life is about. If I am good to you,
right.
I expect you to be good to me.
Hmm.
If I'm good to you, what the hell I look like taking bullshit from you? That's some grown man ish right there. And I'm going to tell y'all brothers again, I'm giving you this game for free right now. If you got a good woman in your corner, a woman who held you down when you was on lockdown, a woman who done had your kids and she looked out for you,
Don't treat her like a damn side breeze. Treat that woman like the damn queen she deserves to be treated like. The only time, and you see, y'all women, y'all always clamor, treat me like a queen. If you want to be treated like royalty, act like it, damn it.
Hey.
I got you on that one, bro.
Hey.
On that one.
And that's some real grown man ish right there.
It's a lot that don't act like it, you know, and want to be like it. Well, you got to be that. You know, don't be coming with the half-assed and stuff. Because we don't do that.
And now, I'm going to hit the brothers upside the head. Amen, sister. A lot of y'all brothers want to be in the household and say, you're the king. You're the king. You're the king. You're the king. A king rules his throne. A king carries the weight of those around him on his shoulders and makes decisions to better them, not make them worse. So, nigga, if you up in the house and you ain't doing nothing for your kids and the family, how the hell you going to be king?
Hmm.
Your baby mama get a little food stamps, you want to take the food and go to the homies barbecue. What the hell planet you on, man?
Hmm.
And this comes back to my sisters once again. Because you let this Negro do that, so why are you complaining?
It's real tough.
You're right, bro. I got you on that one.
Why it got to be a Negro?
Right. Well, that's just a phrase. You know, that's just a figure of speech. You know, that goes for all genres out there. It's not just the brothers and the sisters, that's all genres is doing that thing. Okay?
Oh, okay. I just need some clarity so the others can get it.
I got you, bro. I got you. You know you need your clarity.
Hey,
but it's not,
right.
it's not about the black brothers and sisters. It's about the brown brothers and sisters, the OPEG brothers and sisters, all of that. Okay? So don't act like you don't know.
There you go. That's for Jose, that's for Junebug,
exactly.
That's for Billy Joe, that's for Wong Su.
And Billy Bob and
that's
all
for
of
my
that.
Brother
okay.
Utu. There you go. That's for everybody
and June
involved,
Lee
man.
And all of that. Okay, June Lee and all of that. So, you know, it's about all of that. So don't act like you don't know. You know, we're talking about everybody. Okay? And, it's like all over the world, Tony. Okay, so brothers and sisters, don't act like you don't know, because it's all of us, okay? And if we're brown, white, black, plaid, green, purple, whatever, you know, we're all in the same boat. So act like you know. Yeah, I feel
wow.
I ain't kidding. None of y'all bring it.
Amen,
you know,
sister.
We're all
Amen.
In the same boat.
Such violence.
I'm not talking violence. I'm talking about all of us being as one. You know, you always look at me being violent. I ain't being violent. I can be, but I ain't talking about it right at this moment. Okay? Not at
all
this
I'm
moment.
Saying
I'm
right
talking
now,
have a baby.
Have a baby.
Have a baby. Have a baby. Have a baby.
Up, y'all. I had to stop that because my man 50 was a little bit too loud. I don't know. I'm going to try it again because that's what we're talking about. Just going to have a baby by me, baby.
Have a baby. Have a baby by me.
Y'all, but don't trip. We're still in the house. You understand what I'm saying? World movement, all this kind. We're going to get it right.
My mind has been made up tonight. I'm going home with you.
At the club tonight, World Movement Records recording artist, brought to you courtesy of the man, Dr. K. Diddy Esquire. Check us out over there at www.worldmovement.com. That's also where you can buy your copies of the book Player Step Your Game Up and Playerology. You know, we over here trying to do some positive things, but they say all good things must come to an end. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I have enjoyed every moment of it. So this is the part of the show where we let you know where you can hit us up at. So we always lead off. Lady Joy, tell the good folks.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. And also you can hit me up on Saturday. You can set it off Saturday with me at Omar Stark at 88.1LV.com. You can pick us up online. Call us 702-687-3347 for some shout out. We got you. Okay? Holla at us, sister. I got you. Love y'all.
Kay Diddy, let them know.
Yay, yay, yay. World Movement Records in the house, worldmovement.com, office number 9577322. How about that
okay.
One? Yes, for me.
Don't forget on Tuesdays.
Check us out. All the info going to be on worldmovement.com site. It's going to be also worldmovementrecords.ning.com. Get all the updated news, all the updated music, all the updated everything. Come check us out. Also, go check out the videos on World Movement Records video channel on your neighborhood YouTube.
Right on. You know what I mean? That's for your boy, Pretty Tony. You know what I mean? You can hit me up on the Twitter. Selassie, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Hit me on the Twitter. You want to holler at me. I love my folks. Y'all talk to me all the time on the Twitter. On Facebook, you know, Pretty Tony. Trust me. Just type it in. You'll see the cover of the book come up. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, come on over, you know, Tony@worldmovement.com. And, you know, the online campus, we're building it right now. We're getting it all together. We're getting the school together. We're just going to be building this playerology movement into a global thing. You know what I mean? We launched it with Player Step Your Game Up, and we launched it with Playerology, The next book in the trilogy is going to be called Who Is She? What Is She to You? It's almost done, you know what I mean? We're just putting the final pieces of the puzzle together. We're over here trying to do positive things. You might not like some of the things we got to say, but it's our opinion. We're just here to share it with you. You got your own. But we'll listen
That's
to
right,
it anyway.
Tony, we got you on lock, bruh. We got you on lock.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we out here just trying to spread this every Sunday. Just to everybody, as I'm looking at the switchboard that I see is listening from all over, all the folks in the chat room, all the folks that hit me on Twitter, we're glad to have you. We here every Sunday. We talk about life. You know, the topic might start one way, but we stray off into 10 other topics, but that's life. Sometimes you start off down on left field, you end up in right field, then you end up in the backfield, and you end up in the front of the field. That's just how life goes, man.
And if you're lucky, you end up on the field,
thank
period.
Thank you so much for coming through. Say that again, brother.
No, I just said if you're lucky, you can land up on the field, period.
Yeah, ain't that the damn truth. But
we love
it's for you, Sweet B, right here. We're taking it out on some New York-ish. Bust a bus.
It's too late to turn back
Power.
Now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust a bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get your money.
Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin Power on it. T-Pain.
Yeah, you should already know when I'm walking in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
Day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move, click a little dumb, or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on.
We've been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go,
you hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the shit go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trauma, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know at times it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better ones.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a row
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money, just stack up your paper, let's keep it going.
You already know when I'm walking the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
And the way the throwing a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, look handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you shine from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money, turn on the switches for power hustle.